Karen, come here for a moment, please. That's it. Good girl. I had something I needed to talk to you about. So, a little birdie told me, a certain Sunbunny was seen hopping around the sorcerer's garden nearby. Baby carrot, look at me when I'm speaking to you. What did I tell you about straying too far from the nest? Oh, so you do remember. So why did you disobey your mommy? Oh, my sweet, precious baby carrot. So easily tempted by such silly little thing. Your instincts get the better of you so much. The drive, the desire. I've tried so hard to keep you in line, to keep you safe in this little nest we've built together. But you continue to act as if mommy doesn't own this ass. Baby carrot, you know everything I do is to protect you, to care for you. If you're feeling neglected, just say so. And your mommy will fulfill that need happily. As long as you remember, you're mine. Good girl. But I don't think I can trust just your word. I need to make sure your body, as well as your mind, commits this to memory. Oh, that's a good baby carrot. Just lie back on the bed and let mommy take care of you. Clearly. If I had just paid more attention to these delicious thighs. Maybe a little further up. Little cunt. Maybe you would have obeyed me a little easier. Oh. Or maybe if I just lean over you like this and rub my sex against yours. Would that get the message across? Baby Garrett. You know mommy loves you. And I do all of this to protect you. Because I don't know what I'd do if I lost such a sweet, precious baby girl. Baby Garrett, don't disobey me again. Good.